Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
I'm just messing with you, girlfriend. You keep your Christmas tree up as long as you want. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm
the
here
tree
in the
is still
studio.
Up. Again, the rest of the decor is still down, but I don't want that empty spot.
That is an interesting situation. You put up your Christmas decorations and it clutters up the house and then you get used to it. And then you take them down and you're like, what belongs over there?
I know, right? So empty. So now I think, I think this weekend it will come down, but I want to go and buy like a big plant someplace. It
may or may not.
I'm not ready to commit yet.
But maybe a big plant there, yeah, like some big rubber tree or something. I don't know. Maybe you just leave that vacant spot and then think, I have to slowly get used to this. Or replace it right away with a big plant. I don't know.
I like the idea of a big plant. Maybe a Norfolk Island pine. Mm-hmm. They get quite large.
Yes, they do.
They're indoor plants.
That's an interesting question. I wonder if people feel the same way. I noticed driving to work this morning that there's a house I pass every day, and it's a huge double block in the borough of Northumberland, and both sides are lit up like crazy for Christmas. One side took their lights down yesterday. The other guy on the other side did not. So now we have half a house blinking. And I was wondering, if you live in a double, should you go over next door and, yeah, could you take those down today? Because I am. You know, I mean, it's kind of like wearing socks that don't match. I don't know. I'm wondering. These are the things I wonder.
Excellent question. Excellent question.
So when
I know, I feel like by the time it reaches halfway through January, though, it might be time for the tree to go.
I agree. And you're talking about this weekend. Tomorrow is the 15th. So, we're talking about mid-January.
I know, but it's really not dropping any needles. It's doing well. I keep giving it water.
Yeah. But Christmas is over, my dear.
I'm normally not like this, but I'm clinging to it this year.
And it's called pandemic. It is. You're clinging to your tree. You're clinging to anything happy.
Pandemic and the world is a dumpster fire. So I'm clinging to my Christmas tree, which is beautiful.
That's right. Do I sit on the couch and stare at the tree, or do I turn on the TV news tonight? No, let's look at the tree. Yeah, let's look at the tree for another day. Wow. Hey, coming up, Late Night Sound by Jimmy Fallon talks about the Girl Scouts selling cookies, like we were talking yesterday, using Grubhub. So that'll be interesting. Also, I'm looking through TV last night because there's no football. There's, you know, baseball hasn't started yet. Hockey and basketball are not two of my favorite sports. I got nothing to watch, and almost everything I'm looking at is creepy. Can't we have fun TV again?
Well, I mean, tonight, Chef Drew will be on Fox at 8 p.m. for Hell's Kitchen.
That's right. We talked to Chef Drew yesterday. Good luck, buddy. Okay, let me make note of that. Hell's Kitchen for tonight. So we could watch Ard's Farm Markets, Chef Drew. What time was that on? I've never watched that show.
8 o'clock.
Eight. Okay, that's before our bedtime, so that's a good thing. Okay.
It is. Listen, if it was at 10, I'd be like, love you, Drew. Have to watch in the rerun.
Record! Anyway, we'll talk about that and more on the way.
With Tom and Laura in the morning, right here on 94KX.
Yeah, what to watch on TV, what to watch on a movie channel, and do we go to the movies? So many questions to ask while we seem to be waiting for sporting events to show up on TV.
This is a legitimate question.
Okay.
Movie theaters are open, correct?
Yes. Some people are still freaked out about it, though. Movie Mike isn't. He goes, I guess, but I don't know. I guess I'm kind of in that freaky mode. Like, what if I go to the movies and I sit down, I have the whole aisle to myself, and then some dude comes and sits right in front of me? I mean, that's like, I hate that in a normal year. I really hate it in a COVID year. You're not 6 feet away just because you're in the aisle in front of me.
Well, I think, aren't there parameters in place so you can't do that?
I hope they have tape up and all that stuff or signs on the chairs. You ever go into the doctor's office or anything like that? And they have like, where was I the other day? Oh, I was in a car garage and they actually have the chairs upside down. Like, why don't you just remove them?
Oh, yeah. Just put them in the storage closet.
Somebody will probably just flip it up and sit in it. But anyway, back to the movies. Movie trailers freak me out, too. Sometimes I could watch a movie trailer and I'm like, all right, I've seen enough. I know Movie Mike's going to be mad at me, but I've seen enough.
I was going to say, you're putting this out there on a Thursday, the day before Mike normally calls in.
Yes.
And, man, I love movie trailers. I specifically get to the movies in time to see the previews, typically.
Does it make you want to see the movie, or does it make
yes.
you... Does it? Okay.
Or else sometimes I'm like, oh, that looks like crap, so sad.
Yeah, that, you know. I saw, we both saw this, we talked about it earlier this morning. I saw this trailer, What If Seinfeld Was a Horror Movie?
Oh,
and
geez.
Whoever put this together did an absolutely fascinating job. Listen.
The sea was angry that day, my friends.
He blew his brains out all over the Pacific.
So many people in the world, deprived and unhappy. Doesn't seem like it would be fair to be cheerful.
Are you still scared of clowns?
Yeah.
I love what George says. The sea was angry, my friend.
That actually sounds like it could be a scary movie.
And it's actual pieces of Seinfeld episodes, but the music fires you up, doesn't it?
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Interestingly enough, if you click on the link, there is an actual trailer with like scenes from the movie there, or the movie. I'm talking like it's a movie from the series.
Yeah, Seinfeld.
There. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So if you have time, Google Seinfeld horror movie trailer.
Yes.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And the movie, the fake horror movie, is called The Nothing, since Seinfeld was a show about nothing.
Nothing.
So, yes,
nothing.
Google Seinfeld as a horror movie called The Nothing. I think you'll enjoy
it. That's hilarious.
News is next.
It's Tom and Lara in the Morning, 94KX.
Not just because we're in the middle of a pandemic, but I think waitering, if you will, or bartending have to be the toughest jobs in the world right now, Laura. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, reduced hours, reduced capacity means reduced wages for all of them. And, I mean, bars really aren't super open.
Right. So if you work in a bar or restaurant, sometimes it's worse. You've been given double duty. You're the waitress, the waiter of the table, and you're getting the drinks. And you're not getting a good tip. It's just, it's sad. It's really sad.
I don't know. I might start a crusade in Europe. So waiters, waitresses, and the like receive salaries as opposed to hourly wages.
Mm-hmm.
So then their income isn't attached to tipping. So it's actually not a thing to tip in countries like France, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You could leave like maybe a buck on the table if the service was extraordinary.
Right.
But it's not directly attached to their income.
Boy, that would be great if it was happening in America because, number one, business is down because of the pandemic. And, well, you and I went to a lunch meeting last week, and we were like the only customers in the place for like an hour.
No, literally we were.
It's sad.
Like the only people.
Yeah, it's sad. So I think... And then customers are, you know, they're a little bit biatchier nowadays because of the pandemic. And the waiter doesn't deserve that. The waitress doesn't deserve that, you know?
Now, I hope all of my friends have sort of gone the opposite way.
Good.
When going out and about.
Yes, I have.
That, for example, if the bill is $10,
mm-hmm.
they're paying $10, but then they're tipping $10.
I have done that. Yes, exactly. Because mm-hmm. you know those people, you know, I mean, it filters right down to Starbucks. A Starbucks employee recently produced something and it's going viral where she played both parts, the counter girl and the customer. And she fed both of those voices into a computer to sound like Alexa. And the exchange came out something like this.
A real conversation I had with a customer at work the other day. Hello, welcome to Starbucks. What can I get for you? Hi, can I get a caramel frappuccino with almond milk? Of course. And can you make sure they use almond milk? I am severely allergic to dairy. Oh. Yeah, no problem. Mm. I'll even grab a new blender from the back so there is no cross-contamination. Ooh. Thank you. Ew. Here you go. Where is the whipped cream? Frappuccinos are supposed to come with whipped cream. But you said... Did I say no whipped cream? No. But I thought you said you are allergic. A little whipped cream won't hurt me. What?
I absolutely love that. I listened to it several times this morning. It's so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I don't know if it's funny because it's been put into, like, an Alexa-type format.
I think it is. I think it's the Alexa-type voice that makes it hilarious.
Because if you were really standing behind that customer at Starbucks, it wouldn't be funny at all. Make sure you use almond milk. I'm extremely allergic to dairy products. And then, hey, where's the whipped cream? Oh,
well,
please.
Whipped cream is dairy-based.
Yep, so, please, please, please tip your waitresses today.
Yes.
Just a friendly
waiters,
reminder.
Waiters, bartenders, everyone, just give them a tip.
Just a friendly reminder from your friends.
Tom and Larry in the morning. 94KX.
News coming up next. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. You heard Mark cover it. Breaking news that there's a dog food recall. That's pretty scary, Laura. I know.
Ooh.
We love our dogs. And if your dog is eating Sport Mix dog food, it's called, don't feed them that food. Just don't.
Oh, okay.
70 wow. dogs have died nationwide.
Oh, no.
Because of the dog food that looks like it's been, I'm reading here, tainted with a mold byproduct. Mm. So does that mean the byproduct in the dog food got moldy, or was the mold the byproduct? I don't know. All I know is be careful. All right, if your dog is eating Sport Mix, the company is a Midwestern pet food company, but I've never seen Sport Mix. I don't know what that means, but
me neither. But interestingly enough, there are a whole bunch of different types of this Sport Mix brand dog food, to include the Sport Mix Wholesomes brand. So, I mean, honestly, if you're using anything that comes from Midwestern Pet Foods Incorporated, just double check the back of your bag and then get rid of it to be safe.
Yep. Be careful what's on labels, too. I hate when it says stuff like wholesome and fresh and light. Oh, this is light. How light is light? Did you see the beer commercial on TV where the guy comes up, he puts down a case of somebody's ultra light or whatever, and the guy looks at it, and he's got a talking parrot, and the parrot says, Miller Lite! And then the guy says, you know, Miller Lite actually has less calories than that ultra light. The guy goes back and he switches it, and then the parrot says, good job, or something. It's like, you don't know, you know, like, I know marketing and imaging is big, but when they say that this Sport Mix dog food is wholesome and all this stuff, doesn't matter what it says on the front of the bag, know that there's a recall and don't feed that to your poochie.
So I googled the culprit of all this is a byproduct of corn, and it's a mold, and at high levels can be toxic to pets, and actually it's also a recall on cat food as well.
Oh, okay. So those stories and more coming up next hour. We've got our Wise Market New Year New Item of the Day, which could get you a $50 gift card, and I'm a little scared about getting my vaccine. So I was wondering, what if they served it up in a Jello shot? Wouldn't that be amazing?
Oh, shots for shots?
Yeah.
Just like joints for jabs yesterday?
I'm telling you, it would be a great idea. We'll,
now, I would get behind that, I think. Joints for jabs, no thank you.
No.
But shots for shots?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk about that, birthday buddies and more, next hour.
Don't go anywhere. It's all coming up with Tom and Laura in the morning, right here on 94KX.
Oh, it's coming sooner or later, the COVID vaccine. Maybe you were lucky enough to get the vaccine already. Maybe you're in plan B or plan C. I'm just kind of being cool because I'm trying to act cool, but I hate needles.
I was going to say, you're not a fan of getting jabbed anywhere.
Anywhere. Not even in the boxing ring. Anyway, I when I get blood drawn, I'm not a fan. It's like, please just do it. Put the tourniquet on me. Let me look in the other direction. I don't want to see what you're doing. Don't tell me what you're doing. Just do it. So when I go from
I think a lot of people out there are like that, though, Tom. Honestly, you'd be surprised how many people really dislike needles.
And it's like this phobia. I don't know where it came from. Just like I have that, what do they call it? White jacket phobia or whatever? Lab coat
yes,
phobia?
Yes, your blood pressure automatically goes up when within at least a half a mile of a hospital of any sort.
Exactly. I know I go to the doctors, the dentist, the hospital. Even the eye doctor creeps me out. You know, here, put this machine in your face. Ah! You know, it's like I need an Ativan just to get there. And it's embarrassing, but I'm owning it. Now, when do we come up? I mean, I may come up before you because I'm older, but like when I come up for, hey, Tom, you could get your coronavirus vaccine, I'll be like, mommy.
Yeah, but here's the thing. There's all of these catchy little, you know, like you get the shot, we'll give you this sort of things going on.
Yeah.
Yesterday we talked about jabs for joints. Today, shots for shots.
Shots for shots. What a great idea.
How do we get more people taking the COVID vaccine?
Yeah, how?
Easy. Instead of a shot in the arm, introducing COVID shots.
Ooh.
Moderna is teaming up with Absolut Vodka to bring you Absolut COVID Jello shots.
Yes.
Choose from lemon, strawberry, watermelon, orange, or banana.
Oh, my God. I'm so wasted.
What?
And boom. Best in IQ.
Hey, what?
In IQ.
What?
Best immunization ever.
Yes, there you
Moderna's
go.
Absolut COVID Jello shots. Get yours at a bar near you.
I can't feel my lips.
The only problem
See,
is,
it was the best immunization ever.
Oh, I want to be an Oscar Mayer.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Driver, that is.
That is what I truly like to be. If I were an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Laura, Oscar Mayer is hiring again.
Wonderful.
Oscar Mayer Wienermobile drivers, you know how bad I've always wanted to do that.
You really, this is a bucket list item for you.
If you see that thing going down the highway, you always rubberneck. Hey, look it, it's the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. I mean, I want to do
Excuse
it.
Excuse me.
I totally
just choked. I'm okay.
Are you eating an Oscar Mayer wiener? I don't know.
No. I had taken a sip of water. Totally went down the wrong way.
Sorry.
Do you know what the drivers are called?
Wiener drivers?
No, they're called hot doggers.
Hot doggers. I just wanted, you know, and there's a couple other things, too. I don't know if they're on my bucket list, but we have a good friend who calls in and checks with us on Flashback Friday. He drives the Rabbit Transit bus.
Indeed, he does.
I'd like to just get in one of those and take it for a whirl.
I feel like you would be a great bus driver because you'd be so chatty and friendly with everyone that you would pick up.
Well, thank you. Yes. We once had a guy working here for Sunbury Broadcasting a long time ago. The late, great Steve Grudy. We called him Grudy Guy on the radio. On the weekends, he drove for King Coal Tours out in the coal region. And he would take busloads of old women to Atlantic City.
Awesome.
He would sing in the microphone. He would entertain them all the way to AC. He would even do stuff like his Wolf Man Jack impersonation, you know, how you doing, bye-bye, and all that. And people, like, would book bus trips just to be with Grudy Guy. I want to be that guy. All right.
Well, here's your opportunity. Mm-hmm. So the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile has been in business since 1936.
Wow.
Carl Mayer was the very first driver. 6 different Wienermobiles are driving across the U.S. at any given time, and hot doggers are wanted. What's your drivers?
Hot doggers. I would take that job in a heartbeat. And yeah, well, you and I both have marketing backgrounds, so you know we could market wieners wherever we stop. I don't know.
Yeah, you end up being a spokesperson. It is a full time paid 1-year assignment, and they're just looking for outgoing, creative, friendly, enthusiastic people to travel statewide who have an appetite for adventure and are willing to see the country through the windshield of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
An appetite for adventure and an appetite for hot dogs. There you go.
Isn't that awesome?
I think it's great. I want to know why it's only a 1-year gig. Do you have to re-up? I mean, if you're not that friendly, they tell you to, you're not so hot dogger, so get out. I don't know.
Well, I think they're just looking for folks who you're traveling full time. So it's tough for a lot of people. So that's probably why it's a year.
Okay, so being on the road with a rock and roll band or driving a giant wiener, 2 tough jobs being on the road. So check into it if that's your gig. Tell them Tom and Laura sent you.
I think it's awesome.
News is coming up next. Mark will take care of that. Rob, the Sports Center, and AccuWeather on the way. On the way next hour, a new feature we call the Good News.
That's right. We'll chit-chat about a whole bunch of positive stories gathered from the interwebs nationwide. And, you know, try to make you smile on a Thursday like we do every weekday morning.
Mm-hmm. It happens any time of the day here on The Morning Show. The Good News with Laura Good. I don't know if this is bad news. We'll just postpone it, I guess. The Sopranos sequel has been postponed again, Laura.
Oh, and you know what? Some of the stills that I've seen from the pre-production of this look awesome.
The Many Saints of Newark will be the name of the film, a sequel film, if you will, to The Sopranos. We're all ready for it in March. Now it looks like it'll be pushed back to the fall,
Were
September.
Were you a Sopranos fan?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's because it's, do we call it regional? I mean, that whole, you know, Newark, New Jersey, that whole Atlantic City feel.
Yeah, like an East Coast thing.
Yeah.
I just remember, oh my gosh, spoiler alert, although it's been out for like decades now. So.
Okay.
The last episode, I remember watching it live with the husband. And when it, like, cuts to black, right?
Yeah, yeah, it goes black, and you're like, what?
We thought something happened to our cable. We were like, wait, what? What was that?
Yeah, I think that was the idea. Like, you're supposed to turn to your significant other and say, did you pay the cable bill this month?
Right? It was such a thing. Oh, my gosh. Keith and I were obsessed with that show. Love The Sopranos.
Well, you'll have to wait till fall for the Sopranos sequel film, The Many Saints of Newark, coming to TV later than we thought.
Epic adventure.
Breaking news, everyone talking about.
We've already heard the news. Now it's time for the good news with Laura Good.
That's right. And we're going to start off with an update from a story that we talked about last week. We heard about a homeless guy in California who did a good deed. He returned a woman's lost wallet. Now with an update, someone started a GoFundMe page for him that's raised around $50,000. Here he is.
Who knew that returning a wallet to someone I didn't know would turn into something that is going to spark? It could become something really good. I'm just overtaken. Feel very blessed. Somebody up there is watching out for me, and I got to believe that. And I know whomever has donated so far, thank you very, very much. And this money will go to help me, but help others as well.
$50,000!
Yeah, and here's the thing. He's planning on helping others with that money donated to him. So he's going to get himself back up on his feet. But the homeless shelter he's been staying at, he's donating some of the money to them.
Unbelievable. That's
Isn't
good
that
news!
Amazing?
That's good
That's
news.
Great news. Great news. A retired gentleman in Maryland named Rick Jackson has been fixing people's bikes for free during the pandemic so that they could get out and about and ride around safely. He started in April and has fixed over 650 bikes since then. The only payment he'll take? Cookies.
I have serviced over 600 bicycles. Otherwise, I'd be reading books and riding my bike, which is okay. But, you know, after about 6 months or something like that, you're looking for something else to do.
He is modeling for the rest of us what it means to be neighborly in a year when we most definitely need more of that.
We need more of that.
Yes, that's good news.
Good news from our state neighbor from the south.
Oh.
Last but not least, headed to Canada. A guy in Canada recently started something called the 40 Hot Meal Project. It's where businesses buy meals from restaurants to help them out during these tough times, but then donate them to food banks or homeless shelters. It feeds people and keeps the restaurants open. He started it a month ago, and it's already a huge hit. Businesses have spent close to $50,000 and donated over 4,000 meals in only 1 month.
Wow. Let's try to do that locally. That's good news.
That's great news. And I am happy to bring you the good news every weekday morning right here on Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Well, we celebrated New Year's and in a COVID kind of way we celebrated. And we came up with our New Year's resolutions. Did we break them already or did we set the goals a little lower? Tom and Laura's list of the day.
Micro goals. 10 of them.
We should cross this over into work, our personal lives. Are you setting goals? Yes, micro goals.
Well, it's that whole thing, baby steps, right?
Yep, absolutely agree. Now, we've got a list of 10? That's interesting.
We do.
All right, what do we got?
All right, so eat less takeout food or fast food.
Yeah, please do. I do. I eat less.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Going along with that, number two, maintain your weight. Not lose it. Maintain.
Yeah, don't gain, right? And I think I did okay over the holiday. I'm about the same.
I think I did too. Yeah. I haven't stepped on the scale in a while. I probably should.
No, me either. I probably should as well. Okay.
Yeah. Number three, eat nutritious foods for lunch. So get those greens.
Yeah, and that might go with number one, you know, less takeout or fast food. Yes, eat nutritious food. I try to keep it smaller as well. I'm eating smaller portions.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Drink more water.
Oh, number four, drink more water. We do that here with Tom and Laura in the morning. We drink gallons.
I feel like
gallons.
When you're talking so much, though, it just lends itself to drinking a ton of water.
Good point. So if you talk for work, drink your water. If you don't talk that much, drink water anyway. There you go.
Take those vitamins, too, with water.
Yep. Every morning, 4 a.m., take my vitamins.
I can't do it on an empty stomach. I have to wait.
Ooh, yeah. Well, if you can't, then yeah, please do wait till you eat. Exactly.
Yeah, I normally take them with breakfast. Right. Get outside more is number six.
You know, some people just become hermits during the winter, but the winter is beautiful as well. Yeah, get outside and enjoy it.
The husband and I love going outside in any weather.
Mm-hmm. I think if you live in the northeastern part of the country, you should appreciate all four seasons. Agreed.
I agree. Number seven, I do not do this. Maybe I should. Meditate just a few minutes every day.
I don't either. I was big into it years and years ago, but I've kind of gotten away from it. Maybe that is one of my new micro goals.
Right? Just sitting still, taking some deep breaths, closing your eyes.
Mm-hmm. Good idea. Okay.
Number eight, and you know what? I'm going to make this my goal for this weekend. Prep some meals in advance.
Well, you're really good at that anyway, aren't you? You and Keith, old man.
I am,
you get it done.
That's funny. I have hopped off of that train the past 2 months.
Oh, maybe the holiday interrupted things? Maybe.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So I need to get back on that train.
All right, so let's prep some of our meals in advance. That's number eight.
Swap healthier ingredients into foods, like instead of sour cream, use non-fat Greek yogurt.
You know what? I don't even know where to start with that. So I need some help from the intro web.
Google is your best friend.
Or just text Laura, you know, because you're so good at that. And I love when you just randomly say it on a Try It Tuesday video, like, oh, you want to substitute goat head cheese instead of, I'm like, what the hell is that stuff? So anyway, yes, but I'm please, healthier ingredients. Definitely.
Last but not least, and you know what? I'm going to make this my goal for the spring, but I don't think I could do it to get to work, but maybe to get to the farm.
Okay.
Walk or bike places instead of driving.
Yes, absolutely great idea. Last but not least, I have an 18-speed bike like just laying in the shop that hasn't been ridden forever. Maybe I could pedal down to the mailbox or pedal up the road to the store or whatever. Maybe I could do that.
I could do stuff in town, but driving, once I come into work soon here in the next couple of months, hopefully.
I hope.
4 a.m. drives into work, like from Eliasburg to Sunbury on a bike, that's not a good idea.
No, it's not. Absolutely not. So please use those 10 micro goals, at least the ones that are apropos for you. And let's change things up in the new year, right?
I think the key to this is just aim lower. Just aim lower and then make that goal accessible.
There it is. Tom and Laura's list for the day.
Our top 10 right here on 94KX.
It's a new year and Wise Markets has new items. We've got a new year, new item of the day that we give you every morning at about 7 a.m. And then you listen throughout the day to win. Mark Stevens is all dancing up and down the hall. I guess he's the guy giving it away this afternoon.
Nice.
There's good a hint stuff. For you people. Okay. He's all excited. Anyway, hopefully you heard the item this morning. Hopefully you won some money yesterday in the lottery. Laura and I did not win. That's why we're at work. Although we have said we'd come into work anyway, right?
We absolutely would. Here's the thing, though. The lottery, the Mega Millions, Now it's up to like over $700 million.
That's right. Powerball was last night. Nobody won. That means Saturday's drawing is $640 million. Tomorrow night's Mega Million, you are correct, $750 million.
Oh my gosh, nobody won the Powerball either?
No, so you got your choice, maybe both. $640 million, $750 million.
Boom. All right, you know how we had our lunch meeting last Friday? Can't get together this Friday, but
nope.
I think we need to play the lotto again, Tom.
I think we need to do it. I think I'm going Powerball. Maybe I'll buy one of each. Let the machine pick them.
I'm going to buy one of each. Let's do it.
All right, let's do that. And then tomorrow, tomorrow we'll talk about it when we do a Flashback Friday, how we would spend our $750 million. You know, the odds of winning this are so great, but what are the odds of winning both of them in the same weekend?
You never know. And guess what? Here's the thing. If I win multiple millions of dollars, I'm saying this publicly.
Yeah.
I'm giving you at least a million.
Wait, thank you.
Seriously.
You know, I would do the same. And if somebody, you know, there would be that one person in the room that would say, oh, Laura won $700 million. She only gave me one. It's like, dude, you just got $1 million.
Right? You just got a million. Like, come on now. No, I would give you $1 million.
Well, thank you. I would do the same to you. And my mama says that that's way too much money, that they $750 million, there should be 750 winners and they should all get $1 million. I was like, well, Mom.
Actually, that's a nice idea.
That's a nice idea, but you know how greedy we are? Like, some people don't even play these games until it gets up over 5 million. Some people, like us.
I don't know. Like, that much money, I would make sure that all my friends and family are taken care of. I'm serious.
If you're on the friends list, right? If you're on, what do you call the friends
family list?
Yeah, that. The family list. You are taken care of. I feel the same way. And like I've always said, I would always keep that roll in my pocket, too, for people who got on my nerves. You know, I'd be like,
here's $1,000. Please go away.
Chad Evans coming up next, including that way back lunch. Mark Stevens this afternoon. He may have a chance for you to win with Wise Markets, a $50 gift card in the new year, new items giveaway. A 94KX. Laura likes to wrap up the show with a thought for the day. You got one for us today?
Of course I do. It's a Thursday. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a little yucky outside.
Yeah.
Some of us might be dragging as we start work just before 9 o'clock. Maybe you're already at work, working from home, and you're just like, blah.
Blah. So you need a little, zest. You need a little energy. You need a little pop.
Right? You need a little pick-me-up.
Okay.
Sometimes you just have to put on a bit of lip gloss and pretend to be psyched.
A little lip gloss will do that for you?
Yeah, or chapstick.
Okay.
Or like your favorite sweater. I don't know. Pretend to be psyched today, because guess what? Tomorrow's Friday, which is one step closer to the weekend.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.